7:36. It's 56 degrees on a Tony Connolly Morning Show. 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com, worldwide via the internet. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Andy Shore. He's running for state representative, but for a little while longer, he's still a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Andy, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for coming on the program this morning. There is a problem with the new 911 center, and it may not open up as soon as was originally scheduled. What's going on?
Well, we had the ribbon cutting yesterday, which was exciting because this has kind of been a long time coming. We've had a few problems here and there, and I understand that there was an issue raised yesterday morning. To be completely honest with you, it was yesterday morning that we found out, and our attorneys are reviewing it. There was a complaint that was filed. Our attorneys are reviewing it. The courts have taken initial action on kind of holding the opening, and we'll go from there. Our folks are our staff are fairly confident that that everything is going to open up, and that the issues are will all work out. So it's all still really new. I'm still getting the details just as everyone else is, and I think our staff will have an appropriate response, and kind of we'll go from there.
Well, according to the Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 141, the dispatchers there, 50 of them, feel that they have received inadequate training on the new state-of-the-art facility. Can you comment on that?
Well, yesterday morning was the first time I had heard anything. I mean, nobody's come, as far as I know, to the county commission and said anything. We did get a few, I think I got an email, or maybe two emails, from the dispatchers that staff responded to. They sent them to everybody. But I hadn't heard anything. No one came to us and said this, they're inadequately trained, they're not ready to go. Yesterday morning was the first that I had heard of that. Our staff seems to disagree, so they're going to respond to the court, and I assume that at our next county services meeting we will be updated on that to hear what the dispatchers have said and to hear from our staff to hear what the actual trainings have been. I'm curious to hear both sides. So far, all I've seen is the filing made with the court. So I can't respond to literally any claim because nothing has been brought to us and. Whatever it is, I put it in my blog. So usually you give me a call about it. Well, but I haven't heard anything personally. Just what was filed in the court, and I haven't even read that filing. I was given a summary by staff. So it's all so new. It kind of caught me off guard. We had some technical issues where we didn't know if the technical the technology was all working, but it did. So now we're going to have to resolve that. It's kind of, whenever you do a big consolidation, there's always issues. The devils are always in the details. Devil is always in the details, and we'll move forward. But the site itself is ready to go. We were in there yesterday. The technology is fantastic. The servers are up. All the stations are up. The office is great. So it's one last thing that needs to be worked out, and I think we'll have conversation with the dispatchers. They're in court, so our staff will have to respond in court. And we'll kind of go from there. Legally, I probably couldn't tell you legally, but I don't even know all of the specific details because it came up yesterday. Yesterday the opening was at 3, and I think I saw an email come across at like 11. So, it didn't happen within the county commission setting. It happened within the courts, so we'll respond in the courts and probably be updated by our staff at the next meeting.
All right, Andy, who's responsible? Because you would think that there's a problem. This would have been known some time ago. Someone would have came to you or would have went to someone else and said, look, we're not where we need to be. We need to spend more hours in the day. We need to, this seems to be so last minute.
Yeah, like I said, it kind of caught me off guard. We had issues with some of the contract negotiations with benefits and healthcare and stuff like that, but in terms of adequate training, this one caught me completely off guard. I think it caught most of us off guard. And who's responsible? Our staff says that they have provided the training, and I couldn't even tell you, you know, what and where it was done because it was yesterday morning. You know, I'm surprised that there wasn't a complaint brought to the county commissioners earlier. We usually have a pretty good relationship with the FOP. So, you know, if they feel they're inadequately trained, that would be good to know before we open. But like I said, it went right to the court, and we'll have to respond in the court, and hopefully we can have some good discussions. But who's responsible? I guess the lodge, if they feel inadequately trained, although they're usually, you know, they come to us and tell us. Their representative, Tom Krug, has come to our county commission meetings often in the past to discuss a variety of issues, and I mean, I haven't seen him come unless he came to finance or something, which I'm not on. But at county services, we haven't heard anything new to me, so, you know, I don't know. If they feel inadequately trained, then it would have been good to know, but we'll take it as it is.
All right, Andy Shore is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. He's also running for state representative. We'll be talking a lot more about that the next time we talk, Andy. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tony. Appreciate it.
7:42, 56 degrees on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. When we come back, we're going to find out why the market has been struggling and what in the world is going on in Europe. Is the euro about to be eliminated? We'll find out next on 1320 WILS.